The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin because they did not believe in me. Righteousness because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me say just a few words here about the Acts of the Apostles. You can be seated. Good. We're doing all our first readings here from the Acts of the Apostles. And it's a diary, a kind of a chronicle of the early church up to about the year 65 when Paul was imprisoned in Rome. Paul died in Rome somewhere around the year 65, the end of the Acts of the Apostles. Written by Luke, of course, part of the Gospel of Luke, and then he kept writing the Acts of the Apostles. It's wonderful reading. It's very easy reading. It's like an insight into the very early church. And yesterday and today we have Paul at Philippi. He wrote a letter to the Philippians. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a very short letter. It's got four chapters in it. St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians. It's worth reading. It's a very easy read. Grasp the theology that Paul is giving them. It's a very easy thing to grasp. Now, after today, he's leaving Philippi, and he'll go on to Athens and then go on to Corinth, and we won't hear much anymore about here. Philippi after today. Yesterday and today we had Philippi. We had Lydia yesterday in the first reading, the first recorded convert to Christianity in Europe, and a woman. It's important to keep that in mind. Now, at Philippi, Paul is imprisoned here with Silas, and Luke would have been with him because Luke wrote the Acts of the Apostles. And he's a Roman citizen. Now, unfortunately, we don't read the sequence, the Acts of the Apostles, because the fact that he's a Roman citizen, and in his time, Philippi was controlled by the Roman Empire. Therefore, he had a standing as a citizen, and he will assert that. If you kept reading, but we're jumping. If you kept reading here, you'll find that he makes a very strong point that he's a citizen of Rome. What does he teach us here? He's imprisoned here, but the Lord saves him. He teaches us that the gospel will only be preached through sacrifice. We'll never hear the gospel through luxury. We'll hear the gospel through sacrifice. And obviously, his sacrifices were very great. Our sacrifices will be different. The gospel will be preached through the manner in which we are generous and we are forgiving, and we sacrifice our own personal gains and our own personal luxury to bless another person. Only then will the gospel come alive. Once we begin to celebrate prosperity, the gospel will not come alive. Once we begin to celebrate the size of a church and the money that a church has, we've lost the gospel. The gospel will be preached when we have to struggle, when we have to offer sacrifice, when we have to keep the faith alive, we have to overcome reversal. That's what Paul teaches us. Paul teaches us that the only way in which I can bring the gospel to life and witness the gospel of Jesus Christ must be in the manner in which I would inconvenience myself and I will put another person first. I will make that proclamation that Jesus Christ lifts me up beyond all sacrifice. And all sacrifice is anointed when I'm following Jesus Christ. The great teaching of Paul, and that will come up over and over again in the life of Paul. He's a man of incredible passion. And what's interesting about Paul is that he goes through a conversion himself. We have it at a window over here. Paul's conversion, he was a man of incredible passion. He was a driven person, a fervent, demanding fellow. And when he went through the conversion, he didn't change his personality. He now became a fervent, strong-willed, demanding person proclaiming Jesus Christ. So take the natural virtue which we have, the teaching of Paul. Take our natural virtue. You don't have to change. You just have to convert our natural virtue into the proclamation of the gospel. Okay, that's enough about the Acts. We're leaving Philippi, and now tomorrow he'll be in Athens, and then he'll go on to Corinth, and he'll be preaching the gospel. We'll hear what he has to say there. Okay. Now let me say a word. We have the pre-K and the first and second grade. Is that right? Are these the best classes in the whole school? Hands up who are the best classes in the whole school. I think you're right. Now, you don't have to tell all the other grades I said that, but I think maybe this is the best classes in the school. Okay, now here's what we learn. You can put your hands down now. Here's what we learn when we listen to St. Paul here. Do you guys get homework? Hands up who gets homework. Good, put your hands down now. Do you always do your homework? Everybody does their homework? Uh-oh, not everybody. And do you run home and say, I want to do my homework right away? Or does your mom have to say, you must do your homework? Or do you ever come to school the next day and say, I didn't make the sacrifice. I didn't do what I should do. Now, when you're in class, do you listen all the time? Do you listen to your teachers all the time? Your teacher, you're perfect. Is this class, these are perfect. Okay, you do your homework. Here's the most important thing. You must sacrifice for somebody else. You can't get everything you want just for yourself. That's the teaching of the word. You have to do something. Tell me, do you have a best friend? And you have a best friend. At recess, do you play with your best friend? You say with your friends. Okay, now at recess today, I want you to make another friend. Just don't do what's especially nice for you, but make a sacrifice. Wouldn't that be nice? That'd be a good idea. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay, and say a kind word to somebody today. Don't just get your own way. And by the way, were you in a carpool this morning? And who drove you today? Your dad drove you today. And who drove you this morning? Did you walk to school? Who drove you? Your mom drove you. Your mom and your dad are sacrificing just for you. Now that's a good teaching. You listen to the teaching. Your mom and dad do all sorts of wonderful things for you. And do you ever thank them? That's very important, isn't it? It's very important. Do you, when you got out this morning of the car after the carpool, did you say, Mom, thank you very much. Hands up who said that. Oh, not everybody said that. Okay, so when you get in the car today and you're going home, you're going to say, Mom, I should have thanked you this morning. That's what it means to think of the other person first, okay? Think about that. That's your teaching for today. They're going to be perfect today. They're going to do all the homework. They're going to just... Hands up who's going to be perfect today in school. Fabulous. Wonderful. That's great. Now we're making progress here. Not only you, the best class. Okay, that's all you need to hear. Now we're going to say a prayer. Okay.